What are those priceless gifts that money can't buy? Well, I can tell you one of the first is the gift of time. Creating memories with your children can be found in the book, Secret Code Time, Creating an Unbreakable Bond Between Parent and Child. You will find a real-life, actionable plan to help you mend a broken relationship with your child. Even if your relationship is great, this book will bring it to a new level. The next priceless gift is teaching your child the value of spending time with God. In the novel, A Few Minutes with God, written for children and teens, the story unfolds about a struggling family and the gift of hearing God and the outcome, which is a wonderful blessing from the Lord. Your children will want to pray and spend time listening to God after reading this book. Visit MediaAngels.com for more information.
This podcast is a production of the Ultimate Christian Podcast Network. Do you want a more intimate walk with God? Are you tired of trying to hear God and hearing only silence? Each week, your host, Felice Skirwitz, is prepared to inspire you and equip you on your journey towards deepening your relationship with God. Listen, hear, and follow the Lord's will in your life, and you will be blessed.
Hi everyone, this is Felice Skirwitz. Today I am going to talk to you about answered prayer. This is episode 28, and you can find the show notes at afewminuteswithgodpodcast.com. Well, how often are we the recipient of answered prayer? We pray unceasingly, right? We ask the Lord for the deepest desires of our heart, and sometimes we actually have our prayers answered. Many of us are like little children when we feel like God hasn't answered our prayer. We pout, we stomp, and we don't get our way, right? And we say things like, God doesn't hear our prayers, or I don't hear God at all ever. And I know because this has happened to me. How do we work on our prayer life, our relationship with God, and get closer to God, the creator of the universe? Is that even possible? Can we have that close of a relationship with God where we can share our hearts, where we can talk to Him throughout the day, where we feel like He's right with us? So in this episode, we're going to explore how even answered prayers don't always turn out the way we hope. Sometimes they're better. Jeremiah 29:11 states, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." If we hold on to the scriptures and we believe what they say, then we always have hope. We have hope that God is hearing us when we pray. And sometimes, even if the questions that we have for the Lord are, you know, apparently we feel like they're not answered, you can rest in the assurance that God hears you. He does. And He has the ultimate plan for you. And as I was praying about this, I wanted to go through some points. The first is, answered prayer is not always what is best for us. If we call God Father, Abba Father, then He knows best. And the only way I can explain this is, as a mom, I have 5 kids, and through the course of the years, one or the other has been very upset with me because they've asked for something that they think is a very reasonable request, and I've said no. They act like the whole world is coming to an end because I've denied them their request. And, you know, when I started this podcast and I was talking about how we sometimes act like children, and I'm sure you've been through it if you have kids, you know, and as they get older, you know, it gets harder, right? When they're little, it might just be something like, can I have a snack? But when they get older, it can be something like, can I spend the night at someone's house? And you're thinking, there's absolutely no way, that child's a very bad influence. And as one of my friends would always say, nothing good happens at night, right? You know, especially with a bunch of kids together. Not that that's always true, but you get what I mean. And as parents, we're protective and we want to protect our children. Well, how much so, more so, God? Even if we think it's the most reasonable request, for some reason, God's not answering that prayer the way we want it. And so if we just rest in the knowledge that God knows best, that's helpful when we feel like our prayers haven't been answered. The second point I want to make is that answered prayer sometimes is a yes, but it seems like a no. When God says yes to us, it may actually be a no to the way we hoped he would answer the prayer and turn it into what is, in the long run, a much better direction. We wanted to move some years back out into a community in Arkansas, of all places. This place was on the border, I think, near Missouri, and it was idyllic. It was a dry county. There was acreage of land. There was a place for my husband to build houses. And we flew up with our youngest at the time, which is my third child. And we looked around and we couldn't see anything that would prevent us from living a really good life there. And for some reason, when we put up our house to sell so we could move to this place, we just could not sell our house. It wasn't for the lack of trying. It wasn't because tons of people didn't come look at the house. The house was in great shape. It wasn't that old. We lived on 2.5 acres that was in a great community because there weren't a lot of acreage available in this area. And we had everything going for us, and yet we couldn't sell our house. And I remember talking to our pastor at church, and he said, you know, sometimes God says yes by saying no. And that made no sense to me. I said, you know, how is he answering my prayers? And he said, well, he is answering your prayers, but not in the way that you want. And he also said, you know, God wants you to bloom where you're planted. Well, these weren't any of the answers that I wanted, and I wasn't very happy about it. But in the long run, it turned out to be the perfect solution for us because this community, you know, where there were a lot of believers, there were a lot of homeschoolers, you know, it was a good group of Christians, it ended up not being what it was cracked up to be. And it ended up, you know, we found out years later that it would not have been a good place for us. So God knew best, even though we felt like, you know, he had not answered our prayers. The third is answered prayers can sometimes be things that we never thought about. And ultimately, we believe that God didn't answer our prayers. So sometimes when we pray and God answers us, it wasn't anything that we thought about or, you know, thought should happen. And yet, a lot of times these things happen in hindsight, right? You know, when we're in the midst of it, we just don't see it. We don't see God's hand. We don't see his plan. All we see is a big no. And yet, at times, when he answers it, it can be totally different than what we prayed for, but it still is his answer. And this happened recently to one of my children who was praying about colleges. And we had about 11 or 12 colleges we were praying about, and this other college popped up out of nowhere that came into the solution. And I didn't think it was much of a solution. In fact, I wasn't looking at it as a viable answer. And yet it was to my son, because these were specific things he had prayed for that I didn't know about. And so even though I thought that God wasn't answering prayer, he was. But it was different than I thought. And number four is a hard one. How do we turn from spoiled little children who want our own way when we pray into warriors of faith? Can we accept what God gives us, even that no? Can we thank God each day for the hope that he gives us? You know, Jeremiah 29:11, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." Can we believe that? Can we believe that God knows ahead of time about the answer that he's going to give us? And can we just rest in that knowledge that God is God and that he knows best? Can we become that prayer warrior? That's a hard one, but it's something that we can do by the grace of God. And the fifth is, "Your will, Lord, not mine." Now, I've podcasted on this topic before, and I'll put a link in the show notes in case you've missed it. But the best way to pray and to seek God in all that we ask is by praying for his will. Again, that was something one of my sons did. He was so tired of wondering what college he was going to go to for next year, because he had all these parameters of, you know, of what he needed for that to happen. And he said, "You know what? I'm just so tired of this. I'm just going to pray God's will because I can't figure it out." And we can learn a lot of times from those around us. God puts people in our lives, whether it's your husband, or your wife, or your children, or a friend. He puts these people in your life to minister to you. And praying, "Your will, Lord, not mine," is the best way to pray, to seek God in all that we ask. The next podcast I'm going to do, podcast 29, is letting go and letting God. And I'm going to share more thoughts on answered prayer, and especially if answered prayer doesn't go quite as we hoped. Let's pray. I just praise you and I thank you, Lord Jesus. I thank you for all that you have given us in the hope of the scriptures. "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." And I thank you for that hope, Lord. I thank you for that future, Lord. I know that your ways are not always my ways, Lord, but I thank you and I praise you ahead of time for all that you have done in my life and those who are listening. I ask a blessing upon every person listening today, Lord, that you give them hope and you will prosper them, Lord, and you will not let harm come upon them, Lord. And I know that you are the Lord of Lords. You are Almighty God. You are Abba, Father. You are the beginning and the end. You are the Alpha and the Omega. And I praise you and I thank you, Lord Jesus. And I pray this in your precious name. Amen.
Thanks for listening to the podcast, A Few Minutes with God. Please visit Felice on our website, afewminuteswithgod.com, and your podcast page on afewminuteswithgodpodcast.com. There you will find the show notes for today's episode. This podcast is a production of the Ultimate Christian Podcast Network.